Aircheckdownloads.com.
88 to 91 FM. This is Radio 2 from the BBC.
The news at midday. This is Fran Godfrey. The Queen, in her traditional Christmas Day message, has spoken of the suffering of some families but made no direct reference to the shootings at Dunblane. She said the year had seen bereavement for some of a tragic and shocking kind, but she urged people to look forward rather than backwards to what she called a blind alley. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. George Carey, has used his Christmas Day sermon to call for more help for the homeless. He also told the congregation in Canterbury Cathedral that he detected an increasing desire in people for a more spiritual life. Here's our religious affairs correspondent, Alex Kirby.
Taking the journey of the wise men to the infant Jesus as his theme, Dr. Carey said many people in the world had to make journeys which they had not chosen. But even in the refugee camps of Rwanda and Sudan, he said, the human spirit could triumph, and there was often remarkable faith and trust in God. The Archbishop said it was not only abroad that people were living in makeshift and undignified conditions. One of the most distressing and damning sights of the late 20th century was the number of people sleeping rough in doorways or under cardboard boxes. Acknowledging that some people chose to live that way, and that a lot had been done to help the homeless, Dr. Carey said the church and the nation must do more.
A woman has detonated two hand grenades during a Christmas Eve service in Frankfurt, killing herself and two other women. At least 10 other people have been injured. The grenades are thought to have been strapped around the woman's stomach. The blast happened just as the Lutheran congregation had started to sing their first hymn. The motive for the attack isn't known. A house fire in Wolverhampton in which a woman died early today is being treated as suspicious by police. Two children were seriously hurt in the fire in the Bushbury area. Two people have been arrested and are helping police inquiries. Relatives of some of the hostages being held by Peruvian rebels in Lima have been singing Christmas carols outside the Japanese embassy. Inside the building, a Jesuit priest who turned down the opportunity to go free has been leading prayers. The Peruvian government says it won't negotiate with the rebels, but one former hostage, Javier Diez, says the time has come to at least offer them an amnesty.
In this country, paramilitary groups who killed people with bullets behind their heads have had an amnesty and are free. And the argument was peace. I think that this situation is a lot more important, and peace requires concessions.
Israeli and Palestinian negotiators have resumed talks in the hope of striking a deal on the long overdue withdrawal of Israeli forces from the West Bank town of Hebron. Israeli soldiers clashed with Jewish settlers protesting at the handover, forcing them out of two houses they'd taken over. That's the BBC News. It's 3 minutes past one. Our next news will be at 2 o'clock. I beg your pardon, it's 3 minutes past 12. Our next news will be at one.
It's all for you.
Radio 2. Aircheckdownloads.com.